That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Oh, I was watching The World's Weirdest Homes on Netflix.
Oh.
Which is a very silly show.
That sounds great.
And they got to a house in Las Vegas, and the host described Las Vegas as the capital of weird. And I like suddenly felt as if my life made sense.
You're like, it's me.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. But I've literally never heard anyone else refer to Las Vegas like that.
The capital of weird. I can see it. I can see it.
It's a pretty strange place.
Yeah.
Have you watched Abducted in Plain Sight?
No.
Christy, you have to watch it. It's fucking insane. It's bananas.
It sounds bananas just by
the memes.
Based on what you're saying. Yeah.
There's been some quality memes. Yeah, like it's a, like I went in thinking, oh, this is going to be some like true crime related situation about like a girl's abduction. And technically, yes, but there's some crazy family drama. Aliens are somehow involved. The dad, I cannot even fucking deal with the dad. And he like makes this wild confession. You have to watch it. Abducted in Plain Sight is wild.
Oh, well, now I'm going to have to watch it.
Girl, add that to your Netflix queue.
Oh, there's so many. I've been watching. So I watched the first episode of Russian Doll.
Oh, so good.
And I got sidetracked and I started watching Future Man. Nice. I have Hulu now. And it's fucking good. Like, it is exactly my shit. It's another one of those. And also, sometimes I get sidetracked by watching either Vanderpump Rules or Real Housewives.
Amazing.
But I haven't been watching those as much because I want to see the end of Future Man. And then I want to see Russian Doll. And I just don't have time for all of them, Ashley.
You got to make time. TV is very important, Christy.
TV is very important. That's true.
I've seen a little bit of Future Man. It wasn't really, like, it's funny for sure, but it's not for me. But Russian Doll, however, is perfect. I loved that.
Yeah, I enjoyed Russian Doll, the first episode at least. I haven't watched the rest of it yet. Mm-hmm. I would say I think Future Man is more my shit than Russian Doll.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, we're very different.
We're different people.
Turns out we're not the same person.
What?
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Christy. And we're different people.
We're different people that do a podcast called That's Weird.
Yep.
And we're recording our first virtual episode.
Yeah, that's true. We're in different states now.
Yeah.
Here we are. Hopefully we'll still do okay.
Yeah. Hopefully everything will sound great as you're listening. And you're like, why'd they even tell me that? I couldn't even tell. But
if not, sorry.
Sorry, we'll fix it. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
We're now a long distance podcast. Long distance pod partners, excuse me.
Wow.
And wow.
Wow.
And yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Christy,
I think it's going okay.
Yeah, I think so too. How is LA? What's new?
My room is put together so that I can live here now. Mm-hmm. I have a little desk and a dresser.
So official.
I know.
You're like, I really do live here now.
I really do live here now. I can find where all my stuff is because it's not in boxes.
Nice.
I got a bicycle.
I love that you're biking there. That like kind of blows my mind. Do a lot of people ride bikes in LA?
No, it's a terrible place for bikes. Don't do it.
I was going to say public transportation and bicycles. Like, I can't imagine that would be good there.
So I actually like driving here. It's way better than Seattle. The roads are real big.
Yes.
People know how to drive. Most of the signage is pretty good in most places, not all places. But my work has terrible parking, and it's a 10-minute bike ride away. It's literally, I go 5 minutes down one street, I turn right and go 5 minutes down that street, and then I'm at my work. And nice. It's not a very like crowded way to go. And that's why I'm like, I could bike. Like, those situations, fine. most situations, or if you're actually planning on commuting, no, don't do it.
Well, that's good that you have the option. Probably makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, it does. I did realize like biking takes effort.
Yes.
So like, I'm just gonna have to get like fit or something.
Build up those muscles, those calves.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, well, everything is hard. Like, I have to carry my bike down the stairs and up the stairs at the beginning and end of the day. And I have to bike for 10 minutes, which is like, really shouldn't be that hard. But like, when I got to work, I was like, okay, I had a little bit of time to not be out of breath, but I did sweat and I feel weird.
The struggle is very real, so, Christy.
I know. And I'm like, okay, but if you keep doing this, like, it'll be easier, right?
Yes, it will get easier.
Yeah. So hopefully one day I will not sweat on my bicycle. I probably still will, because by then it'll be summertime. Oh, but theoretically, God. You get the idea.
Yeah, for sure. I totally have a review to read you.
You do?
I do. Though it's actually not an iTunes review, but a comment that was left on our website, which is a thing that you can do if you want, people listening.
That's true. We don't always respond, but we always get them.
We do. Leave us comments on our show notes at thatsweird.org if you want. So this is from Rachel, and it says, rant, I'm watching the Netflix series Inside the Criminal Mind, episode 1, and I just yelled at the narrator because, number one, he pronounced psychopathy as psychopathy, and number two, he pronounced amygdala as amygdala, and I just can't. All credibility in the show has been lost. I feel like you guys would be equally as irritated by this simple oversight as I am. Anywho, love you guys. I really look forward to your episodes every week. Regardless of my cue, I always hit play next. Rachel, fuck yes. I hate when people say Nevada instead of Nevada. That's just a, yeah.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Wait, how are you supposed to say psychopathy?
It's psychopathy.
Psychopathy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
is this like homicide? But if you're like an expert on a TV show, you should know how to pronounce shit, you would think.
Yeah, no, I probably pronounce things wrong because I look to people like that guy to find out how to pronounce things.
Oh, yeah, it happens. We're not experts, so we don't have to get shit right. That's the whole point.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. We appreciate it, and we feel your
pain.
Yeah,
that's very sweet.
And again, everyone should be watching Abducted in Plain Sight. Report back, okay? It's fucking weird. So bizarre.
Now I'm going to have to watch it.
It's like sad, but also just unbelievably. There's some twists and turns. I'm going to start a new podcast just about that show.
You want to start a new podcast about everything. Every day is a new podcast for Ashley.
I feel attacked right now, but you're not wrong. Okay. I don't even know what episode. It's episode 76. I figured it out.
Oh, congratulations on figuring it out.
Thank you very much. And I picked a cryptid / alien hybrid for my topic this episode.
Ooh.
It's a big one. It's a pretty famous one that we haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to tell you all about the Braxton County Monster, a.k.a. the Green Monster, a.k.a. the Phantom of Flatwoods, a.k.a. the Flatwoods Monster.
Wow. I know you said it was a big one, but I don't think I've heard of this one.
I feel like you would know it if you saw it. But yeah, it goes by so many names. And it's like red and green, and it has the weird pointy, almost like a spade on a card, like shaped head, but also like it's wearing a cape. It's so weird looking.
What?
I know. Okay. I'll explain more. So here's what we know about the Flatwoods Monster. Around 7 p.m. on September 12th, 1952, a couple of brothers named Edward and Fred May, who were just teenagers at the time, and their little friend Tommy Heyer saw a bright object shoot across the sky and crash or land on the property of a local farmer. And so the boys immediately ran home to Kathleen May, who was the mother of the teens, and they told her what they had seen. And so she grabs a flashlight, goes with the boys to check out the landing site or crash site, along with a couple other children. I guess they didn't have anything to do there because they were like, let's go investigate this fucking crash. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was 19. 19-
you got to make your own fun sometimes, Ashley.
It was 1952, for Christ's sakes.
They barely had TV, okay?
It's true. They barely had TV. So yeah, they all go check it out. A couple other children join them. A brave doggo is also in this search party.
Oh.
And a West Virginia National Guardsman named Eugene Lemon. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What a name.
Go Eugene. when the group got to the farm, they claimed to see a pulsing red light and everything was surrounded with mist, which very spooky vibes, very spooky.
I'm spooked.
Yeah. And when they aimed their flashlight toward the light, they saw a horrifying man-like figure with a round red face surrounded by a pointed hood-like shape.
And I don't like this.
Yeah. It's so scary sounding. And
I looked up pictures and I don't like those either, actually.
And so, okay, so you looked up pictures. So have you seen it before?
No.
Okay. Well, perfect. Then I can just lie to you and tell you all kinds of shit and you won't be able to like say that's wrong.
That's just the usual situation, yes.
Yeah, hood-like shape. So some said the figure was around 10 feet tall with huge green orb eyes and small claw-like hands, which is a terrifying combination.
I hate it.
Yeah. And Kathleen May also said that the head resembled an ace of spades, like on a playing card. So if you were like Christy and you had never seen what this thing looks like, that should give you a pretty good idea, a pretty good picture in your brain noodle. But if not,
in your brain noodle,
feel free to Google so you can follow along. It's a very strange looking creature. So then the group says that the figure made a hissing sound and it glided toward them. Which, absolutely not. No fucking thanks.
No, definitely, like, run.
Yeah. Oh, they had the appropriate reaction. They dropped the flashlight, they screamed, and they ran away as fast as possible.
Oh, thank God. Well, that's why they're alive to tell about it.
Exactly. Fucking good point, Christy.
Yeah. So always now, run.
Always run. When in doubt, fucking run.
If you're also, just a good general rule, if you're in nature, leave. Go back to civilization, stay there forever.
You've made some mistakes and you should fix them. okay, so the group. Oh, I already said that. This is what happens when I write out my notes and like don't bullet point them for myself. I have to like find where in the paragraph I left off. Okay. Another detail was that the figure smelled really bad. Or the mist surrounding it is what smelled bad. But either way, it was described as very pungent and it made the group nauseous. Even one of them threw up as they were running away.
Ooh, no way.
And I read somewhere that the National Guardsman, Mr. Lemon, fell backwards in fear. The dog had run away with its tail between its legs and one of the boys peed their pants. So like everyone's having horrific, like they're so scared they're having these terrible reactions to what just happened.
Wow. But also this is like a movie.
Yeah, it could
these
be
these reactions.
It should be
a movie. Someone make the movie.
I watched like a little documentary about it on Amazon Prime, but it wasn't like what we are wanting, which is someone to like cast this, make a really scary like thriller, and I want to watch people be scared by this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Where's the reenactment? I would even take like a horrible unsolved mysteries reenactment, because that'd probably be super funny.
That would be real good.
Yeah. So yeah, they were just that scared. And the group actually went to the police to report what they had seen, but got laughed at it's the 50s and it's the police. That's what they do. Again, this is a movie.
It's literally a movie.
So yeah, the cops laughed at them, but they did go check it out. They went to the site and they claimed that they didn't find a goddamn thing. They said it was just local hysteria and that everyone's stories kept changing. So after all, they just didn't believe them. But the next day, a man named A. Lee Stewart, who was a journalist in town, investigated the site himself, and he claimed to have seen skid marks in the ground and an odd gummy deposit that seemed to be evidence of a UFO or a flying saucer landing there. What the fuck's a gummy deposit?
I don't know.
Like
he spit out his gum or like dried rubber cement?
Yeah, like it must have been something sticky, some kind of sticky substance in the ground. Ew. Maybe it was gross. That dude's throw up. I don't know.
Ew.
It was right. So this crazy story from the group made the local news and then national news. One paper wrote, 7 Braxton County residents on Saturday reported seeing a 10-foot Frankenstein-like monster in the hills above Flatwoods. And another paper wrote, a National Guard member, 17-year-old Gene Lemon, was leading the group when he saw what appeared to be a pair of bright eyes in a tree, which that part's already kind of different. So I don't know if the news elaborated on that or if Eugene told different stories, but I didn't read about that in the initial like description of what happened. Because bright eyes in a tree just sounds like a fucking bird, like an owl.
Yeah. That does sound just like a regular owl or something not scary.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
That's just nature being nature scary, not nature being cryptid scary.
Right. Because nature is always scary.
Nature is always scary. Some of it is very common.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, that little detail kind of jumped out at me because I was like, what? Okay. The journalists who interviewed Eugene Lemon and Kathleen May said that these were the most scared people they had ever seen. Like, they were traumatized from whatever happened to them on that farm. And as more and more newspapers printed the tale about the monster, it was picked up by radio and TV stations, and eventually it prompted an inquiry from the U.S. Air Force as part of an initiative that you may have heard of, Project Blue Book.
What?
Which is kind of like the X-Files. There's a new, I think it's AMC or History. One of them is doing a new show, and it's got Littlefinger from Game of Thrones in it. It's called Project Blue Book, where they investigate these like paranormal things happening. I haven't watched it yet, but it's supposed to be very good. Anyway, Project Blue Book was a real thing.
I like that a lot.
Me too. Anytime.
And also, what?
Say, huh?
So like, I like that they were so scared and it was such a big deal that the government was like, you know what? Sure. Let's look into this, I guess.
Yeah, they were like, we'll fucking check it out. I don't know. For some reason, that like gives it some credibility. That the paranormal group of the government was like, we're going to go see what happened just in case.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Maybe it was a creepy alien. I've never heard of anything else like looking like how that's been described.
It is. The most bizarre, like of all the cryptids, this one doesn't look like anything from Earth, or like it would resemble like the drawing of like a flower to me. Like it's so, but also it's like robotic looking. It's very strange.
Yeah. I hate it, but I love it. Like I'm definitely ready for it to be an alien.
Right. Of course. It has to be.
I can imagine like... Just like an alien that's just landed, that's been in some kind of travel pod for like years. Of course he smelled.
He's like, sorry.
Sorry, guys. I've just been sitting in my own filth for eons trying to make it to Earth. Hi.
And he hasn't talked to another person in so long that he tried to open his mouth and just a hissing sound came out. He was just trying to make friends.
I mean, same. I've been there.
Yeah, when your like voice kind of cracks, you're like, "Oh, sorry, I haven't spoken yet today."
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been avoiding people for an entire week. I just...
It happens more frequently than I'd like to admit.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
For people that... the things that we want to do for a living are primarily talking.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with us?
I don't know.
But also, my defense for that, because I've always been like super... I have anxiety and I don't like being around strangers. I don't like being the center of attention. I don't, but I always had like this radio job where I had to do all of those things. I was like, well, for that, it's work and I can just put all of my energy into it. But then I'm going to go home and be a recluse. Like, I'm not going to the after party because this was work for me and I just want to go home.
This is work. And now I'm going to continue to watch Netflix.
Yes. My Netflix needs me. I have to go home. Okay, where the fuck was I? Oh, Project Blue Book. So when Kathleen and Jean went on TV to tell their story, which was a thing that they did, that's when they gave people an idea of what it looked like. They showed the sketch of what they had described, and there's a picture of them standing next to it, and it doesn't look real. Like, it, the creature looks, like I said, kind of mechanical to me and like a monster from a video game or something. And so it almost looks photoshopped, like this old timey photo from the 50s, but with this like futuristic monster in the middle. It's truly bizarre. But it also doesn't look like something that people could have made up in 1952. Like, I don't know. And they really,
I don't know. People make up weird shit all the time.
It's true. It, like, as far as I know, the photo is legit. But it's just...
Yeah, I hate that sketch. It's horrifying.
Yeah. I'll post the photo in our show notes and on our Instagram, so you will see it, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Do you think that there's a clip of that TV episode where they talked about it? Because that would be wild. I would love to see that.
That would be amazing. But like you mentioned earlier, it was very early days of TV. So... I don't know.
Probably nobody was recording.
Right. I hope it's out there somewhere. Like, you think like the TV station maybe kept a hard copy, but you never know.
Yeah, stuff like that gets lost really easy.
Yeah. you sound so nostalgic. So nowadays, Flatwoods, West Virginia loves this monster. Like, everyone made fun of the group that saw it back in the day and they were laughed at. But now the town has totally embraced it. They have a museum dedicated to it. They have all kinds of photo ops around town where you can like put your head through the hole and you're the, you know, Flatwoods monster. You're being attacked by it or whatever. And
I like that.
Yeah. If I ever go there, obviously I'm doing that. And like this sighting, this cryptid or alien or whatever, it basically put them on the map. And so now a lot of people make money off of the lore of the monster, even though no one has technically been terrorized by this creature since the initial sighting in 1952.
Hell yeah, because it was an alien.
Yeah, I love that. I love that about this, that it's like an isolated incident, whereas like with Bigfoot or with UFOs, there's so many different reports and sightings and stories. But this is like, no, this is what happened. And it was only this one time, which is strange.
It was just this one weird alien.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone now.
And he's gone. You guys fucking scared him away. Good job.
You scared him away by puking on his shoes. Great job, guys.
He was like, humans are disgusting and so easily frightened.
So many liquids come out of them when you try to say hello. I just...
Crying, peeing, puking, just horrifying.
Just a lot of things.
And much like West Virginia's other famous cryptid, the Mothman, most people believe what the group actually saw was just a large bird, like a barn owl, or in the case of the Mothman, a sandhill crane, especially since Eugene mentioned seeing eyes in a tree like right before all of this happened. It's certainly possible. But you'd think that like an adult and several kids and a dog and a National Guardsman, like out of all of them, one had seen a fucking bird before. Like, why would they all be so scared if it was just a bird?
Right. Especially the dog.
Yeah.
The dog would have known. The dog would have been like, bork, bork, I'm gonna try to eat you.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been scared.
100%. So I think that's such an interesting detail, because I just, how would all of these people be scared by just a fucking owl? I don't know. Especially back then when they're outside a lot, you think they would see some fucking owls at night before.
Yeah. Well, and like, I don't know. It's always these things where they're like, oh, it's just a regular animal, not a special scary animal. But like, then how come a bunch of people saw the same thing?
Right. It's interesting to think about, Christy. Very interesting. But yeah, that's the gist. That's the story of the Flatwoods Monster. I do have a couple good articles and photos to put in my show notes. And then I did watch that documentary on Amazon Prime. I think it's just called The Flatwoods Monster. So it's super easy to find if you want to watch it and kind of see the town and all of the merch and stuff that they make. They give you like a little kind of rundown of what happened, but they do not do a reenactment, which is a missed opportunity.
That's a real bummer. I would love to see that. Can someone, do we have any followers that like love to make TV and just have them do a reenactment?
Please.
Please.
Do you run a local community theater? Can you film it?
Can you please?
That'd be great. But yeah, that's it. That's mine. It's wild. It's part of history, I guess. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. I've never been to West Virginia, so I cannot confirm or deny any of it, but sounds cool to me.
Well, mine is also part cryptid, part history.
What?
That's right. Okay, should I tell it now?
Yes, please tell it. I was like waiting with bated breath. I okay. You know I love cryptids. Let's do this.
This is... So it started out as one thing, and then it ended up just being about Griffith Park in general, because there's just a lot going on there. It's a very big area.
Oh, so this is a Los Angeles topic, your new
this
home.
This is a Los Angeles topic, yeah. So it's a very big like park, Griffith Park. I'll give you a little bit of backstory, because that's also weird, but it's not like as spooky. So it's named after Griffith J. Griffith.
That was his name?
That's his name.
Two Griffiths?
Yeah. Why do people do that?
I don't know. It's terrible.
Why? Why? I feel like we've definitely talked about some other historical guy whose first name is the same as his last name, by the way.
Oh, have we? I cannot. I remember like there's like a serial killer that's like Edward Edwards or something like that. I'm sure we've discussed it. Yeah.
We've definitely. But I can't remember who, so it doesn't matter.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. This is the first one we've talked about ever. 1878, he's a mining correspondent. He's a journalist, and he becomes like a mining expert. He just like ends up talking to and reporting on a lot of these like mining issues. So companies hire him out, and he makes basically a fortune investing in mining in California. So he's in a good position, and he also, then he buys an ostrich farm.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Buys an ostrich farm, because he's like, I have all this money, this will be fun, I guess. That ostrich farm is still part of Griffith Park.
What? Like, still with ostriches?
Still with ostriches.
What? I had no idea there was just like a shit ton of ostriches in this park in Los Angeles.
It has so many things. It's got like all kinds of shit. It's okay. So anyway, he's like super rich. He's got a lot of land now. And eventually he and his wife, Mary Agnes Christina Mesmer, which is a cool as shit name.
yes.
Gift Mesmer, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway. They gift a bunch of land to the city of Los Angeles. He calls it a Christmas present, and he's basically like, regular people need a place to chill out, which I think is pretty sweet. But also, fuck this guy, because later in 1903, he shoots his wife in the face.
Oh my God.
And she survives.
She survived being shot in the face in 1903?
Right?
That's impressive.
I know.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she's disfigured and she lost her right eye.
Oh my God.
And like she gets a divorce from him in 1904. Like it's a very quick process and he goes to jail for a little bit.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that seems reasonable to me, but it's like, even in 1904, the court is like, yeah, dude, no, I get it. You can have a divorce. Like,
understandably.
Yeah. So he only went to jail for like 2 years, and it was sort of like rehab jail because I guess nobody knew, but he was secretly like a drunk and had like paranoid delusions, and that's why he shot his wife in the face.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think she's very smart because she did not forgive him. She just still was like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah. I think that's unforgivable. Being shot in the face should be unforgivable.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God.
So yeah, after 2 years, then he came out of jail and he gifted the city two more things, the Greek Theater and the Griffith Observatory. They were finished after he died, but apparently the Griffith Observatory has been in more movies and TV shows than most actors have. So,
wow.
Yeah. And that's not the weird shit. Griffith Park and the Ostrich Farm. So the Ostrich Farm used to be this big plot of land called Rancho Los Feliz, or Los Feliz, like it's spelled Los Feliz. I'm sure that's how the people who owned it at the time pronounced it, but also that's not how they pronounce it anymore. There's like a whole neighborhood that Griffith Park is part of, and my roommate told me how to pronounce it, and it was great the way she said it was like how a white person in the 1920s would pronounce it.
That's perfect.
So it's like Los Feliz, I guess.
Los Feliz is how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which is amazing. But yeah, so a long time before Griffith bought it, it was run by Don Antonio Feliz. And apparently Antonio, on his deathbed, promised to give the land to another Don instead of his niece, Donna Petronia. Who was, I guess, the rightful heir. So she cursed it. She, like, cursed all of the land.
I love when that shit happens.
Right? I couldn't stop thinking about the thing that we talked about last time with the witch that was just like, fuck this house.
Yeah, that meme is always relevant.
I was like, here's another one. So she curses the land, and some people think that the curse is the reason for multiple devastating fires in the park, some weird deaths, and also some ghosts, which I'll tell you about now.
Yes, ghosties. Yeah. Though to be fair, I think that the ostrich farm is a little weird. That's a weird detail for me.
That's the weirdest part, that there's an ostrich farm.
And probably ostrich ghosts too.
Absolutely, Ashley. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yes.
Sometimes people see the niece riding around on a horse.
What?
But sometimes they see Anthony showing up at parties or hanging out at the zoo, which is also a part of the park.
Oh my God.
And he's usually with an ostrich.
I thought you were going to say he was riding an ostrich.
Maybe. I don't know. I think they're just hanging out trying to like sneak into parties.
It's just a dude and his ostrich.
Yeah, exactly. Also, apparently the Hollywood sign is part of Griffith Park because there's an actress who apparently jumped to her death from the H in the Hollywood sign that runs around there. And also there's a couple who got crushed to death by a tree while they were like making out or whatever on a picnic table.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm always shocked by that shit when people get crushed by trees.
Oh my God, like freak accidents like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, how do you...
So there are more ghosts, but these are like the most famous, weirdest ones.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's like, how do you... I guess the tree must fall super fast. Like, there's just no... Like, it does it not make a sound? Like, there's no time to run away?
Ashley, that's what everyone's always asking. If a tree falls in the forest...
Damn it.
That's why we're so concerned about whether or not it makes a sound.
Ugh, you're so right.
So that you know how to get out of the way. I think it must be a combination of it's pretty fast and like, or maybe people dodged the wrong direction, or these people were like literally like making out on a picnic bench. So like, it seems a little difficult to get off of a picnic bench.
Yeah.
And be paying attention to a tree that's just suddenly falling on you.
Fuck. Oh, that would suck. And the poor girl that jumped from the Hollywood sign? What?
Right?
That's very, like, Hollywood.
I know. It's so Hollywood.
You could also say it's Holly Weird, Christy.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going insane.
Just a little. It's fine. Anyway, there are more, but I don't care about them. So those are all the ghosts I'm going to tell you about. But also, here's the cryptid part, and this is what I started out with. Apparently, there are dragons.
I'm sorry. Did you say dragons?
There are dragons that live and fly around Griffith Park, apparently.
What?
Right? And like, I'll put a link to it, but I guess it's a commonly known, like, or talked about thing where people talk about it, because there's somebody made like a cool poster of it. But so a lady was driving on I-5 North, or the 5 as they call it here.
Oh God.
And I guess she said she saw 3 dragons flying over Griffith Park, basically, or that area. And this was around like 2012. And then there were more sightings from other people in 2013. And also, I found online, there's just this funny video of people. I think it was like a full moon or an eclipse or something like that. So people gathered in the Griffith Park Observatory and chanted, "Dragon be gone."
Oh my God. Okay. I don't know if that works with dragons, but it's cute.
Yeah. I don't know if they give a fuck if you tell them to leave, but
judging from what I've seen on Game of Thrones, no, they don't give a shit.
Exactly. There were 3 of them, by the way.
Oh, so it literally is just Game of Thrones out there.
Yeah, pretty much. Although some people say, like, no, those are just birds that you saw. So there are, like, theories, alternate theories. So they're not dragons, which seems reasonable.
Right.
Okay, so more than one person has seen them. But one guy who I think is, like, a cryptozoologist guy says that she just saw, like, woodpeckers flying. Like, just the outline of whatever she saw is, like, yeah, that's just a woodpecker. Like, it had, I guess, a long nose.
Interesting.
Or maybe the people that were seeing the dragons were on drugs.
True.
Because that can happen. Or they were pterosaurs, which is, I think, like, this is wild to me. I found an entire website dedicated to talking about how there are just specifically pterosaurs still existing today.
Is this like a Thunderbird situation?
I think so. I think kind of. Because so...
Is pterosaur, I guess, start with a P? Sorry.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm Googling. Yeah. I'm Googling.
Like a P-T-E-R.
Like pterodactyl, anyway. But pterosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
There are many kinds, Ashley. Multiple types.
What?
Yeah. Listen.
This one's as big as a goddamn giraffe. Sorry, I Googled and, like, the pictures are amazing.
There is a cryptid in Papua New Guinea called the Ropin, or a demon flyer is what it means, which is like its whole own thing. But people found that in 2004, they gave these people a sheet of silhouettes, and some of them were birds flying, some of them were pterosaur silhouettes, which I don't know how you know what those look like from bones, but I guess they extrapolated, and also like bat silhouettes. And so the people in Papua New Guinea picked one, and they gave the woman who saw the dragons on I-5 the same sheet, and she picked the same one that the people in Papua New Guinea picked.
So if this were like a police lineup situation, you'd have, like, you'd be making a positive ID. Like, that sounds very, using my SVU knowledge.
Absolutely.
But that sounds like a match to me, girl. That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, so if they would have had to, like, fly across the Pacific Ocean, which is, like, a lot.
Yes.
Or I don't know how the world was split up after Pangaea. And also, are we sure that that's a real thing? Or is that something that, like, people in the 50s came up with and is wrong and a little bit racist? Like, I can't remember.
Are you asking about Pangaea?
Yep.
Like, Christy, I don't know. We're going to sound so stupid. Let me Google Pangaea real quick.
Is Pangaea still something that we think?
Oh, yeah. Like, in present day, is that still a theory? Or, I mean, has it been proven? I don't know. Do we sound like flat earthers now?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. I feel like, yes, that is a thing. Did you know Pangaea is the second most recent supercontinent? Okay. Thank you, Google.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was legit.
I did not know. I barely knew that it was a fact.
Like, if someone was like, hey, do you know about Pangaea? I'd be like, yeah.
Right. I mean, we were all taught about it in school. Yeah. But also, I was taught a lot of things in school that was absolutely wrong. Like, very wrong and offensive.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope things have changed in schools nowadays. But I'm gonna
doubt it.
Depends on where you live, for starters.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Sorry, we've gone on a Pangaea tangent.
We accidentally revealed how dumb we are.
Which, unfortunately, happens more often than I'd like.
Every episode. It's fine.
School failed anyway. Us, and we always did the art-related stuff and should have maybe focused more on our history lessons, but we didn't.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on this journey with us.
Thank you.
That was it. I just, like, that whole area I thought was so wild that you can start off with a guy shooting his wife and end up at pterosaurs.
I mean, incredible.
So I had to tell you all of it.
No, that's super interesting. I wonder, I mean, I don't think it's dragons, but there are, like, in other parts of the country, people see thunderbirds, which are just, like, gigantic fucking birds. Obviously, dinosaurs were a thing. And if you believe in cryptids, like, that's unknown animals out there that we just haven't discovered yet. So it's possible they're seeing something.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're seeing something. I just don't know what it is. It could be anything. That's wild.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not dragons. I'm pretty sure the reason for the fires in Griffith Park are because California is almost always in drought. But, you know.
Could also be the curse. You never know.
It could also be the curse. There are just so many reasons that things like that could happen.
What if one of...
Oh,
what?
One really cute thing. There's an area in the park... This isn't, like, weird or anything, but there's an area that got destroyed by a fire, and then this one guy, like, took care of it and made it into, like, a nice garden with, like, the permission from the city, and now it's, like, a super cute garden that people still take care of.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So that's a sweet thing.
Yeah. It's not all just ghosts and curses and dragons.
It's also secret gardens.
Lovely. Have you gone to Griffith Park yet?
No, not yet. I hear it's a good place to ride your bike around, though.
Well, perfect. There you go.
Yeah. Now that I have one, maybe I'll go.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah. Go search for those fucking dragons, Chrissy.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's cool. I had never heard any of that. Like, I had heard of, like, the Griffith Park Observatory, but nothing else. None of that.
Yeah.
That's mesmerizing.
Wow.
Wow. Speaking of birds, that was going to be my weird fact for you, but then it got sad, so I did not research it, because I was going to tell you about the loneliest bird in the world who'd recently died.
Oh, no.
I was like, this is too sad to end our episode on, so I just didn't get the details.
You're just like, you know what? We don't have a fact today.
We don't.
You know what? Let's have the fact be the fact that there's a cute garden in Griffith Park that people still maintain.
Perfect. I bet no one fucking knew that. So there's your weird fact.
That's our fact, and it's adorable.
You're welcome. A beautiful garden birthed from like the fiery flames.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. So what are you going to post in your show notes for this?
I have that video of people chanting Dragon Be Gone. I've got lots of links for you. I've got a picture of those silhouettes that were identified.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's probably what I'll go with.
Nice. I cannot wait to see it. I mean, I Googled a little bit, but it's always fun to see everything, like, all together on our website, because, I don't know, I like to do more research afterwards.
Yeah, I do that too.
It's fun. Those, like, Wikipedia rabbit holes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. There's plenty of them.
Man.
Well, cool. This was a fun episode.
We did it.
We did it. And hopefully it all sounds good. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, we have other things to talk. Like we have a Twitter and an Instagram. That's Weirdcast.
True. You should follow us on both of those things. And all the show notes we talked about, you can find it. That'sweird.org.
That's right.
We have a Facebook group that you can join and talk about weird stuff with other weirdos. I love our Facebook group.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And so you should join that. And you can support us if you want on Anchor or Patreon at patreon.com/thatsweird. And that's pretty much it, I think.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Awesome. Well, please remember to rate, review, subscribe, and stay weird. Bye-bye.
Bye.